Would you like a second one? Do you think that'll like even you out?
Maybe it can't fucking hurt.
Tip the scales.
It can't fucking hurt.
But at some point in my life, I was like, I don't know, it's five racist white dudes. Fuck it. We can lose five of them.
What the fuck, Richard?
Oh.
Slide, slide, slippity slide.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Discount Podcast. I'm your host, Anton Wicklund, with me, Jovia Faye.
Hi, dear. Ho, dear.
Hi, dear. And Mike Larson.
Hoes where?
Hoes everywhere.
Hoes up, cheese down.
If you've been here before, thanks for coming back. If you're new here, we have a little thing we like to do right off the top of the bat, a little tradition we do.
Fuck you, Steve!
That's always. So just keep that in mind. And that's all I wanted to do was get that out of the way so I don't have to worry about it for the rest for of good the fucking measure. Show.
Fuck you too, Dan.
Yeah, fuck you too, Dan. And Jovi, you had something you wanted to open with, so go for it. We'll get to the wrestling shit here in a minute.
Yeah. So, I spent all day playing Fallout because I restarted it after we wiped our PlayStation. And I've been obsessively wandering around with Nick for most of it. And at some point, the motherfucker stole my power armor, which I think I bitched about on the show.
Probably.
And I realized, like, 3 days of gameplay later that I could just walk up to him and ask him to get the fuck out of it. Meanwhile, I'd already found another suit of power armor and upgraded it and fixed his and gave it back to him. Like, it's too late now. We've done too much. But then I had a thought. Did Bethesda purposely do this entire thing, or were they playtesting? And one day, somebody's walking around and they're like, motherfuck, I got out of my power armor to go hack a computer, and he just walked in it, and I can't do anything about this. I'm going to scream. And Bethesda, instead of just programming the AI not to walk into the suit and steal it,
unless asked,
instead was like, no, we'll solve it backwards. We'll let them wander in with their AI in their curious nature as they, like, randomly grab cups and sit down and drink if you leave them alone. So, like, there's a whole thing going on there. So instead of stopping this from happening, they were like, okay, well, now that it's happened, we'll write this entire script and this whole scene and this whole new animation to ask him to get the fuck out of it. And I just really feel like, because it's Bethesda, it really had to be option B.
Probably.
They did not actively think to have your followers steal your open power armor. Yep.
Just did.
Yeah.
Fallout's like, fucking wild, dude. Some of those mods you got are cool.
Yeah. Some. All the trees have leaves and such now, so.
I feel like it's really putting the PS4...
It's there are times he saw it earlier today where I took a step around a corner and he was like, "Your frame rate okay over there, bud?" And I was like,
"You just hear the PlayStation,
dude." It's just
it actually did that today. It just suddenly clicked black and then it started flickering, fucking static, and I was like, "Oh,
you're exiting the matrix."
Okay, yeah,
our shit got possessed for a hot minute there,
and so like we changed the input and then we put it back, and then all I did was hit the PS button, and then it paused it like regular and went to the home screen. I backed out of it, and it was just in a pause screen, and I was like, "Okay." So anyway,
yeah, it was all very weird. Scared the fuck out of me. We just got that TV.
Yeah, like, I was like, I was about to be like, "Do you have the fucking receipt for this TV right now?" Because I think I just broke it with Fallout.
Pretty sure it's funny. On the fridge. Should be. God, I would hope it is.
Oh, any of the ones we put in that fridge magnet, I don't move for like a year.
I'm just I don't fuck with them. Until they get all fucking sun faded, which is weird because there's kitchen's like a cave. So. God, that would be
the best. This apartment's built like I built it in Fallout. It's awful.
It's fucking terrible, man. Like, it's efficient for the space allowed, but like, it just the layout of it drives me nuts.
It just works.
I'm still mad
that there's Bethesda. Literally two lights that come out of any walls in this whole apartment. Well, three, right? Still. None of them are in the living room.
No. Our apartment, there's like no lighting. There's the two windows in the living room, and then there's no lighting fixtures. It's just all lamps that we bought. And none of them are fucking bright enough. Like, right now it's cool, because we're recording fucking early, because Revolution is tonight, so we gotta watch that.
We gotta get
this out of the way, because doing it after sounds awful. And I'm a little fucking mad. I'm actually very upset that we are not at the show.
We could have been. For the first time, in probably both of our lives, we're using our tax returns like we should, not like we wanna. And it hurts because it's also the year that AEW is at C2E2, which is basically everything I like in one Venn diagram that turned into a circle. And I am fucking not happy with this.
Yeah, I'm not
real. Because, like, there's a real possibility that, like, especially the drinkers of AEW, because they're from such small shit indie promotions for the most part, will just go to the bar at the Hyatt.
Probably.
During the weekend. Like, we ran into all the C2E2 guests when we did that. And I want to run into actually drunk Adam Page really badly. Or a private party. Or Darby Allin, who would just be laughing at everybody while skating. Oh, God, there's so much to skate outside of that hotel and venue. Yeah,
there really is. There's a lot of sadness that's going to happen. I might
cry in the middle of the pay-per-view and be like emotionally wrecked because something too cool happens and I'm not there.
Well, even like Shane sent me the picture because he got to meet the guys at Encounter Party today. Sup? So he sent me a shout out. So he sent me the photo with them, and in the back of the photo you just see the con floor and like... the posters, the banners hanging everywhere, and just, I'm like, fuck, I'm so mad that I'm not just there. Like,
we promise you guys a C2E2 special next year or the one after, though.
We gotta do it next year.
Have to.
Well, we can't tell them what it is now, a year ahead, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we might do a thing there.
Maybe at MindCon.
I don't know why we're being all like tongue in cheek about this shit. We've said it openly on the show.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why I'm trying to act like I can kayfabe this.
But, just like, you know, it might be a little thing.
Sitting over here, like, I know what we're talking about. Can I?
Riddle me this, Batman. What could they possibly be talking about?
So, anyway, what happened this week before this point in wrestling?
Sadness.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of sadness.
A really, really sad
AEW place. Was pretty fucking good.
So, here on Monday Night Raw, make sure I'm in the right spot here.
Yeehaw.
Okay. Yeehaw on
Ton
Raw.
McMahon Mondays.
Kevin Owens confronts Randy Orton, or confronted Randy Orton. He's not currently doing it.
He might be from Twitter.
So, from down the hall. Hey, asshole.
Hey, Randall.
Just doing that thing. Angel Garza defeated Humberto Carrillo.
Cool.
Ricochet defeats Luke Gallows.
That's weird.
Okay. Yeah, it's a weird match. WWE Champion Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman addressed Lesnar's match with Ricochet, which was a squash, basically. Yeah. Aleister Black defeats Eric Rowan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, is this like a feud now?
I feel like it is.
Is this a full-fledged feud?
I feel like this isn't the first time
because
I've heard
about this. Because if this gets Aleister Black on WrestleMania, I'm in.
I mean, that's fair.
That's all that happens after, like, the first, like, road to WrestleMania. Every fucking thing that happens, you're like, wait, hang on. Is this a thing?
Is this going to come back up, or is this some throwaway bullshit that they're going to make us forget about next week?
If we got Rowan versus Black more than once, I'm like, ooh, spooky boys at WrestleMania. Because really, Rowan's just been booked as a spooky boy this whole time. Well, yeah, most of this whole time.
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah, so, spooky boys.
Bobby Lashley defeats R-Truth. No. That's sad.
Rude. I just heard Bobby Lashley was... No.
That's a sad sentence. I don't like that. No. Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch brawled with Shayna Baszler during the Women's Elimination Chamber match contract signing. That's a fucking mouthful.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it is. Okay, it's the same shit they do every fucking year.
All for like 2 seconds of content.
Yeah,
for, the contract signings, they always do this shit.
Yeah.
Angelo Dawkins defeats Raw Dog. I'm sorry.
Raw Dog? Holy shit.
Did he? Holy shit.
Defeats Raw Tag Team Champion Murphy via disqualification.
Dog.
Murphy. Yeah. Oh, Buddy Murphy. Yeah. I'm not going to get used to that.
No, they took
Murphy
his name
sounds
away.
Like a totally different person. Sounds I don't does. Like
floor
it.
Product.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a floor cleaning product.
It bothers me. No.
Murphy's Oil.
The Murphys. Raw Tag Team Champion Seth Rollins defeats Montez Ford.
I could not care less about anything Seth Rollins does anymore. He did this to himself.
Oh, okay, here. And then here's the wrap-up to... we started the show with Kevin Owens confronted Randy Orton. We're ending with Randy Orton defeats Kevin Owens.
At least when bit of rambling in the show leads to anything else in that show, I'm like, okay, thank you.
Yeah,
because otherwise it's just talking about later. I'm gonna get you.
I'm gonna get you later.
Okay. I'm coming.
Okay.
So eventually. I like when there's a promo in the same episode as the match.
Yeah.
It's at least keeps it engaging within that 3 hours instead of being like, just wait until the next pay-per-view. And I'm like, that's every fucking month.
Yeah.
You do 4 episodes of wait for the next pay-per-view. And you have that. And you're like, oh boy, there's another one. Well, I'm going to get you. And I'm like, okay.
I just don't know why they're so afraid of doing storytelling beyond a month.
I don't know.
Like,
Vince, I don't think he has the fucking attention span.
You'd have so much more interest.
He's forgotten who people are in less
He probably forgets who he is. Probably have the
frequently
problem.
I'd be willing to bet. I'd put money on that.
I wouldn't even,
since the last time he was on TV, you're just looking at him like, oof, buddy.
Yeah, like, what are you?
Might want to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Permanently.
We'll get to the really sad shit.
We have to
just not right now. Right now we're going to NXT.
And
going to Mixed.
Sorry, my god, can't fucking see the screen. Cameron Grimes defeats Dominic, I have not heard that man's last
Djokovic.
Name. That's right. Didn't we go over this?
We did.
The Djokovic,
Yeah. Whether we were recording when we did. No, but we had a very funny conversation where you had a hard time with his name.
Well, whatever.
Either way.
Imperium interrupted Finn Balor.
Who? Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'm like way out of...
I am way behind on NXT.
I'm trying
to
catch up, man.
Yeah. The last takeover was bomb. That's about it. So anyway, what else happened?
Let's see. Tommaso Ciampa defeats Austin Theory. Gargano attacked Ciampa.
Of course he did.
Yes, of course.
Also, now it's way too late for you not to have spoilers on that. So
Yeah. I figured. You told me not to look at the Twitter notifications, and my immediate reaction was to open Twitter and look at the notifications, and I just saw the name, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Well. Ciampa's back. Wait, the next name I saw was Gargano. Oh, fucking Christ.
Yeah. Killian Dane defeats Bronson Reed. Nope. Stop with the fuck shit. Not having it.
I don't know.
That's one whole sentence.
I'm vaguely interested in either of those wrestlers, that's about it.
Grizzled Young Veterans defeat the Forgotten Sons.
I don't like either of those tag teams.
Yeah.
So. I say not as a joke. Much. I genuinely don't know.
Don't worry, you would find them generic and boring and very much Triple H's style.
Oh, cool.
Charlotte Flair defeats Bianca Belair and was confronted by Rhea Ripley.
I have a lot of feelings about that.
Yeah.
Most of them can be summed up with,
Yeah.
There's a lot of feelings. That noise basically covers it, though.
Let's see. I gotta skim here because the AEW stuff isn't formatted the same way as the WWE stuff is.
Like, it's not chronological, it's just...
It is, but it's not like a...
The actual setup of it. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, that's right. So AEW had the Pac and Omega Iron Man match, which I don't know how I managed to forget that. That's what we're watching.
We forgot to tell everybody what we were watching.
I don't know. I'd like to say I'm going to add it in, but I never do.
We're watching the latest episode of AEW. Now we're covering it. Anyway.
There we go.
Neat.
There's 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first match. So now if you figure out where we're at and then rewind us along with the show.
Yeah, good luck.
Figure it out.
Whatever.
Basically, just start it right before you start us and you should be good.
Restart the episode. Have fun with that.
Yeah. And then I believe Kenny wins this match.
Yeah.
Because it goes into sudden death. It's a good match.
No, it's a hell of a fucking match.
We just watched this and I don't remember much about it. I was really fucking tired last night.
Well, how dare you?
Yeah, I know.
If you don't know who the two men are, then this description isn't going to help you, but you probably don't care. It's exactly what you would hope for out of a 30-minute Iron Man match between two dudes who usually move very quickly. It was just really well kayfabed by all, and mostly well landed. Maybe a botch, maybe. So solid match.
Yeah, there were two moves that I could see maybe calling as missteps.
Yeah,
he smacks his fucking tailbone. That's why I said
not really botches, just more like oof landings, where I'm like, it wasn't anywhere else for you to go there, bud.
Yeah, so, early in the match, he goes over the top rope and comes down hard in his tailbone. Like, move looks good. It's fine. He just went a little too far forward, I think.
Yeah. But
he seems to be okay. He didn't crumble to the floor.
Sin Cara his way out of it.
Yeah. I found the next point here, finally. Tony Schiavone come down to the ramp to interview the Pac Man on the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Pac insults Schiavone. Orange Cassidy comes out.
Uh-huh.
Gets in a stare off.
It's very
gets his
odd.
Ass handed to him. It's odd. I don't know why he's picking on Pac. I want to see it, though. Oh, wait. It was confirmed tonight, wasn't it?
No, it was confirmed at the end of the show, so I guess we'll just skip ahead to that and then back up. Later on the show, they do confirm Pac versus Orange Cassidy this evening at Revolution. The audience then proceeded to chant, "He might try," which I was like, that's one of the greatest chants I've ever heard in my entire life. It's right up there with us chanting "You Got Kids" at Heath Slater. Like, there's so many things that had to happen in the universe to get to, like, thousands of people yelling, "He might try," but, like, with the veracity of what you would think a Roman emperor was getting out of an audience. So, like, and it's literally that. Orange Cassidy might try tonight, and that's a little scary.
What happens if he wins?
I cry a little bit. Other than that, the best friends shoot up the rankings and somehow end up on TV more than the almost every week they're on TV.
Like, I like to think...
Or he leaves the best friends.
Oh, no.
Did you know? The super best friends.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
No, they can't. They're too good together.
Has Orange had a match officially?
No. Like, one where it's his singles records? Wait, no. I was thinking of a match shows I up watched on the indies.
Whatever's going on in the crowd collectively shits themselves.
Yeah. And he just stands there, and or he dresses a turkey and jumps off the top rope. A couple of times he's tried. Almost. A little bit.
He hasn't had a singles match, though.
No.
Huh.
I've seen him fight Marco Stunt, but that was not here.
I mean, I suspect what will happen is some fucking tomfoolery bullshit. Where, like, something interrupt the match, they won't be able to do it. There's always some dumb shit that they can pull. That's what I expect happens. I would
Michael
like to
Nakazawa
see...
Michael Nakazawa interrupts the match by covering the ring in baby oil. What?
Yeah.
Pac was attacking Nakazawa all this time.
This is true.
Like, it's entirely possible that Nakazawa becomes friends with the best friends, because let's face it, that would be amazing.
That would be like the chaotic good stable.
Like, I don't know. There's this fucker that calls himself Sexy Chucky T, and he always looks like he's really stoked about something that's not going on here. And then you got a dude with Mr. Poopy Butthole on his gear. And then you got Orange Cassidy. Why not just add Michael Nakazawa while we're at it?
Has Aubrey been there the whole time? Did I miss that?
No. She took over for the other ref.
Yeah. Oh, the ref got hit, and then they started sudden death.
I like, panicked. I'm like, wait, hold on. I didn't notice this entire fucking time.
No. No, they brought her out for sudden death because it's Aubrey, and she deserves it.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you find the next bullet point?
Yeah. So, six-man tag match, Inner Circle being Guevara, Ortiz, and Santana taking on the Jurassic Express, Jungle Boy, Marco, and Luchasaurus.
I don't have much to say about the match, partly because I was watching and also talking to you, but it's another one of those matches where, like, it was good.
It's just
no
good
complaints.
Teams.
Good team.
Darby
teams.
Interrupts.
Yeah, like, it was not even halfway through the match where I'm like, I feel like this is just to bring Darby out. Because he's facing Sammy, and they needed one last kayfabe before the show. And then he came out, like, his music hit shortly after I said that, and I was like, oh, I'm so right.
I'm so smart.
Look at me, being a fucking smart.
Luchasaurus, just him. Jurassic Express wins. Jungle Boy gets the pin. It's a good match. All around fun stuff.
Good times.
Tony Schiavone comes back down to the ring and then announces the Pac and Orange Cassidy match. And then after that was four-way with the Magical Girl, Yuka Sakazaki, Swole versus Shanna and Hikaru Shida.
It was a good match. Solid women's match. There's a couple of botches, but these are women who mostly haven't worked together too much as far as I know. And it's a four-person match, which, like, there's always a botch or two.
I wasn't saying those. Any match ever. Like, if you get through it without anything even just partially fucking up, even if no one notices, it never happens.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. I mean, they're good workers, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Everybody and I love the Magical Girl. I love all of them. So, like, I couldn't cheer for anybody. Which, sometimes that's the problem in AEW right now, because everybody's new and you're getting to know them. And you're like, holy fucking shit, I love all these people so much. And then they fight and you're like...
Can everybody just win?
Yeah, just either everybody do good and then somebody win. Do we have to, though? Can they just be friends?
No, they gotta set up the Great Divide.
I know.
The Great Disappointment is it's where it's all about right now. That's what's hip right now. So Shida wins. Pin Swole. Ding ding. Yay, hooray, everybody's happy. And then there's a video, JR talks to the Bucks and
the
Kenny
Milwaukee Bucks
and Adam. And they get all, yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay, that was a really well done fucking interview segment, though.
No, not you, Joe Shithead.
No, not you. Obviously.
Damn,
all
right.
It was a solid interview segment. I did like the fact that Adam just sat there sipping his drink and, like, occasionally twitching when they'd say something until he blew up. And then the Bucks blew back up at him and were like, well, what the fuck, dude? After we let you be on Being the Elite, you're going to act like this? And it was, like, exactly what you saw coming, but pulled off well?
Yeah.
So it was solid.
Then, after all that nonsense, is the weigh-in, the official weigh-in, because they're not going to do the contract signing,
contract
I guess.
Signings.
So they're going to do the weigh-in for Le Champion, Chris Jericho, defending against Jon Moxley tonight. On this night.
Yes.
At Revolution.
Very soon.
Fuckery ensued. I don't know what I'm supposed to say about it. Like,
it went exactly like a contract signing does, except for there was a Jericho promo in it, so it was a little bit better.
Yeah. It's typical shit. Moving out of AEW.
I think Jericho called everybody little shits. Like, I think that was the first words out of his mouth. Just remember that however he opened with whatever insult to the crowd, I was just like, there he is. That's my boy.
Okay. I'm sorry
do
that we
have to
do this.
You know this coverage is going to be like the whole episode.
No, I'm just going to say it and we're going to move on. So, Super Showdown happened, and there, basically what happened is Undertaker defeated Goldberg, right?
No.
No. What is this?
What was that? Looking at?
Was that the last one?
Yeah.
How did
you
get pull here?
Up the wrong one?
I thought
one.
You were just being a smartass.
Yeah, no. I was like, what?
No, I was you on the right better. One.
I was like, damn, I know.
Damn, I don't have the page then. That's fucking weird.
I was also what just kind of expecting say, a wet fart.
I really don't know that we need to talk more about it other than what actually did happen, which
just
is
just sadness. Oh, Gold, you mean the one that
matters?
Yeah,
just the one that matters. Goldberg, yeah. Yeah, Goldberger. Goldberg defeated the Fiend.
Yeah.
So now Goldberg
he's
is the champ.
Champion.
Hooray.
In Saudi Arabia.
We're all very happy.
So now there's literally no reason to watch any WWE anything.
No,
basically,
for a
yeah.
Bit, yeah.
Except
yeah.
for NXT. I'll stop there.
No, what was funny though? Yeah, NXT, I'll leave. It's chill. I'm alright with it.
What was funny is that Roman made a comment where he was like, to be completely honest with you, I don't want to wrestle Goldberg
yeah, I think
for
I
the
saw
title.
That.
Yeah.
I think I want to fight the guy who's been working his ass off.
Yeah.
I want to
like,
fight the Fiend.
Watching him actually say it is so funny because he's like, he kind of stops as he's like, from a completely honest standpoint, and you watch a company man turn very suddenly because he just twitches and he's like, yeah, so honestly, and I'm like, oh.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Just 404'd.
Yeah.
Burr.
Okay, so moving on to Friday night. Roman Reigns answers Universal Champion Goldberg's call. I hate calling him that. Yeah,
it's gross. Like saying yeah. President Donald Trump.
It's gross. Naomi defeats Bayley by disqualification. Good for her, man.
Yeah.
That's something.
Welcome back, Naomi.
Oh, they must have... some fuck shit must have happened. Naomi and Lacey Evans defeat Bayley and Sasha Banks.
Oh, yeah. I saw something about that on Twitter.
Oh.
The Sasha stans are a bit much on Twitter, though. So I didn't look at much of the tweets about that.
Interesting. They just turned it into a tag match.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Sure. I'm sure the disqualification was like, fucking Sasha came out and blah, 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 blah.
And
they
Long
didn't have
up.
A... Yeah, I was going to say, they didn't have Teddy Long, so I don't know what they did. It was weird, though, because during that point from the singles to the tag match, there were a lot of tweets that were like, we really need to bring back like GMs or some kind of authority figure, because that was just weird.
Sometimes shit gets weird, dude. It's wrestling. It's stupid. Stupid yeah. as fuck. I'm about to watch a dinosaur come out on the screen right now.
Yeah.
An actual.
And his jungle dinosaur. Friend and their little...
Bro, buddy, guy.
Tiny. They have a nickname for him, and I can't remember what it was now.
Yeah, it's some weird shit, though.
Stunty G.
It's something Saurus, but whatever.
Marco, is it just Marco Saurus?
Stuntosaurus?
I cannot speak tonight, man.
Are you sure you're not drunk already?
I think yeah, right? I had one shot. I'd be like, that's crazy, no? What if that's my life?
Would you like a second one? Do you think that'll like even you out?
Maybe. It can't fucking hurt.
Tip the scales.
It can't fucking hurt.
He's just so used to wearing the headset with the microphone in front of him at least two shots in that he's like...
That might be what it is, man. Yeah, I'm not used to going straight into it like this. Normally, if we do it cold like this, we do a movie or something.
Yeah.
Then you can kind of step into it. I'm just jumping in the fucking lake. It's cold, man. My balls are up in the stomach.
It's cold. There's fucking sticky shit. Touch my feet.
It's icky toes. I don't want it.
Icky toes.
Icky doo-doo-poo-poo.
Icky yeah. doo-doo-poo-poo for me, dog. Robert Roode defeats Kofi Kingston.
Roode.
I hate so many things about that, and it's such a short sentence.
I don't like
it's
Robert
four words. Roode. 5 words. It's 5 fucking words, and I have multiple complaints.
Yeah, I don't like... Yeah. I don't like Robert Roode.
No, I don't like the Bobby mustache. I don't like the weird stepdad vibe that he's got going on. I don't like it. And also defeats Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, it's not great either.
Both of them had a fall from grace that is just really sad because they were like both super hype in recent times, and now you're just like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever, buddy.
Can you just not be on TV? I don't care if they pay you, just go away.
Yeah, like, I love Kofi and I want to see more of him, but what they did to him makes anything he does now just seem sad.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, but remember that time he got squashed by Brock Lesnar after the entirety of wrestling fandom was like, make Kofi win or we kill you, Vince.
They did. They rioted in the streets. They stormed down to WWE headquarters.
By the way, Twitter was
Vancouver
running during
in 2011.
That.
Yep.
Yeah, the tweets around that shit was like, people were like, I'm gonna burn Vince's house down if he doesn't win. And I'm like, the fact that there's more than one tweet, we could get organized.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from movies. And tonight, like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. So right now we have a working partnership with the Garcade in Menominee Falls. We've mentioned them a few times. If you're local, go check it out. We got a little deal going right now. You go in, mention the podcast, and you get 20% off your admission. So that's pretty fucking cool. So go play some pinball, tell Gar hi, mention the show, 20% off. That's a sweet fucking deal. All right, guys, back to the ads, and then we'll get back to the show.
Hey, everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, a.k.a. Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games in the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I am Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all, but mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
How dare I'm offended?
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
Whistle to be merry. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Dem Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Dem Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
It would have been crazy to see. This is a whole group of people.
Just a bunch of fucking smarks and marks just burning down Vince McMahon's house. Like, why did you do this? Kofi Kingston didn't win at WrestleMania. Is that enough to burn a man's house down? Yes. But there was a lot leading up to this. So it was the breaking point. You know, last straw on the camel's back. We know Vince isn't home and he has other homes, but this one sounded nice to burn.
Fuck him. Either way.
We're doing what we want to do. Intercontinental title contract signing went very south for Braun Strowman.
Oh, yeah, was it last week that he threw Nakamura through a piano, or was it the other way around?
Through a piano? God damn, how hard did he throw him?
Through a piano.
Roughly 3,000 to Ed.
Yeah, like a baby grand, just right through it.
They wasted a baby grand on that?
They gimmicked a baby grand.
They granded the baby grand. It's probably was real. So some shit Vince
knowing would be like, Vince,
it's gotta look authentic.
He destroyed really expensive shit over the years, so yeah. I don't know.
Like a Corvette.
Yeah. He's blown things up.
He's blown a few things up.
Fill them with cement.
He's definitely been sued by a few venues over his fuckery, so.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny then. Now it's just stupid.
Yeah. Now we're like, Vince.
Ooh. That's interesting. Ooh.
Oh, with the
kombucha? Yeah,
chasing whiskey with a raspberry lemon kombucha.
It's like the probiotic antibiotic conundrum.
I want to just melt everything.
It's something, man. Moving on, Daniel Bryan defeats Curtis Axel.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever.
I got nothing.
I wish Curtis would catch a couple W's, but that's okay.
There was a time in which I hate him. I still don't understand how that guy was a Paul Heyman guy and never really went anywhere. I've said it before. I'm sorry. but when even Paul Heyman can't save you, you're fucked.
Yeah, there is something to be said about that. Paul Heyman's put a lot of people over very easily.
Yeah, like, you just stick a Paul Heyman on him and you're good, but no, with Curtis Axel, it somehow is just like, Paul, can you not, honestly?
Just don't.
Not about it.
The Usos, they back.
Oos.
And I did see part of this when we were out in the falls. The gas station we stopped at, he had it on. So Miz and Morrison were in the ring, and they were talking all that nonsense. And then Oos came out and interrupted him, but I couldn't really hear because I was, like, you know, on the other side of the glass. So that happened. They came out and talk, yada, yada. And didn't you say the outcome was they did, like, a... They're doing
they announced a tag team elimination chamber, and I don't know if they resolved this or not, but sorry, I mostly keep up with wrestling via Twitter, so if I just tell you the news via the tweets, then that's too bad. So now everybody's trying to figure out how many elimination chambers are we having, because the confirmed matches for WrestleMania mean that they're not getting a first contender out of elimination chamber. Because they went straight for the title match with Roman versus Goldberg. So the Elimination Chamber doesn't matter. So are they replacing the men's with the tag one? And then we're having that in the women's? Or, yeah. It's just a whole ass mess.
Yeah, it's a whole big conundrum right now.
I know not.
It's whatever.
And then finally, thank God, John Cena and The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, cross paths as WrestleMania comes into focus.
They hugged it out?
More than likely, point, 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 sign, sign, sign.
Rar.
Rar.
XD.
WrestleMania. Yeah. Remember that shit's happening.
Yeah. I said my worst case scenario bet because somebody said The Fiend turns John Cena heel finally. Out. I was just like... No, instead, John Cena turns the Fiend back into Husky Harris.
I'd be down for that.
Canadian Shane says he will go burn Vince's house down if that happens, so...
But only if they do it like they would have done it in, like, a Goosebumps
No, that's special. What I mean. Like, in the worst way possible.
Like, strobe lights and shitty fog machines and, like, wah! And Wilhelm screams.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, just too much going on.
Not continuously, just sporadically.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, man.
Yep.
That's great. I really wish I had a Wilhelm scream queued up.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You got any of the questions? Because we're running low on time.
Are we running low on time? Because the show's only been going for 36 minutes.
Yeah, we started late because of the fuckery. The pre-show starts technically in 4 minutes.
In 4 minutes?
I can miss, like, 10 minutes of a pre-show. I'm not worried about that.
I mean, you could just put the pre-show on and we could keep going.
That's fine, too. Go ahead and pull up some questions while we hit some buttons on the remote.
All right, give me a moment here. Let's go on a journey.
Fantastic. Oh.
Damn.
Fantastic voyage.
Like said.
What the fuck, Richard?
Oh.
Slide, slippity, slide.
Okay, here we go.
I'm glad I just put that in everyone's head and then left it alone.
Here you go. Goodbye.
So, I had asked initially for wrestling questions.
Yeah.
Specifically because in the post, it's my salty nature about the fact that I'm not in Chicago at C2E2 and I'm not going to this pay-per-view pisses me off.
Yeah, but we've already talked wrestling for...
Yeah, the first question after I asked for wrestling questions was Travis. And he wants to know what's the best Pokemon generation.
Whichever one you like, man.
I mean, yeah, technically like, kind of wrestling. you know what I mean?
If you want to really stretch that out. Make a tier
list out of it.
Yeah.
I'm that asshole and I'm going to go first gen. That's just who I am. I'm sorry I'm that asshole. It's also I'm that asshole because, like, sometimes things just don't hold my interest as long as they could. And this is one of those things. I was just, I went through first gen.
One of those times.
Yeah, I was just like, I got to 151, and I was like, that's cool, and they introduced new gen, and I was like, I got better things to do. Which, at the time, was probably mostly drugs. So,
So your opinion really doesn't matter here.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know what second gen is for the most part. And now we're on like 6 and I'm like, nope.
That's way past that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We're only up to like 5th generation, I think, in Pokemon Go. 5th or 6th generation.
Good lord. I don't want to know more.
What about that? About the Pokemon thing?
No, I mean, like, I don't want to have to learn more Pokemon. It's there just so many.
A couple so thousand, many. I think.
Now. Probably. This point.
I would assume.
I was going to say
sorry
one.
Sorry about the sniffles there.
But I want to keep it interesting, so I'm going to say 2, Bob. No, actually, I'm not. I'm going to say 3. I think 3 had, like, 2 was kind of weird, and 3 had had some interesting ideas.
Liked 2, just because it had the day-night cycle, which was fun. But I also don't like 2, because I was a child and didn't know that all of my progress in that game was not going to stay unless I changed the battery in that cartridge. Which it did not, so all of my Pokemon that were just fucking beasts, gone forever. So I honestly only played up until 3, before I was just kind of like, if someone, not us, because we don't care, but if someone checks and sees when Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion came out, that's when I stopped giving a shit about Pokemon. So that was probably the 3rd gen. Because I remember playing the shit out of the 3rd gen and then nothing else. Like, not even the remakes.
I like the way you remember the timeline. When did the... Oh, yeah, it was this other thing.
It was almost an epiphany because I was like, holy shit, that's probably about the time that Oblivion came out. And then... See you, Game Boy. It's been real. I've got a console now.
So are you going, is that 2? Are you going with 2?
Yeah, just because that's the one that I just remember having the most fun with. Even though, like, 3 is better from a shit you can do in the game standpoint. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, like, what I actually like about the entire, all of it, I would say 2. Because, like, 1 is obviously just going to be the most memorable to me.
Right.
Yeah.
From childhood. But 2, to me, it stands out the most, I guess.
That's fair. Gar wants to know, or I should say, he says, rather, my dad was a Nelson, my mom wasn't. Am I a half Nelson or a full Nelson?
He's a dork.
He's a dork. No.
Braun, we're not interested.
Stop that computer. Stop that nonsense right now. Our computer, by the way, for context, was doing a whole bunch of stuff that was preventing us from actually recording longer than like 2 minutes. So I had to restart the whole thing, and we've been living on a prayer and just waiting and hoping and thinking and wishing and waiting and seeing if it's going to crash on us. So if you've heard some weird noises, that's why.
Like my voice.
Yeah, I just any of the weird voices. Yes, I agree. Gar is just a huge dork.
It's still funny.
This episode sponsored by the Garfield.
No, it's a great joke, and I'm proud of him. He's just a huge dork, and I don't have a clever answer for it, so we'll just showcase the question and leave it be, I guess.
Well, was his mom married when he was conceived?
I don't know.
Gar, are you a I'm not bastard? Asking.
Well, that would answer the question if
he'd probably be the first one to be like, yes, I am.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if somebody says something about, like, kids born out of wedlock being called bastards, I'm like, that's me, hi.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Chilling out, Max, and relaxing all cool.
Yeah. And shooting up everyone in the school.
Hey, wow.
Uncle Jim would like to know. Jimbo. Jimmy Bob. Dear boy. Jim Bob.
Jimmy Ray.
Jimbo Bob.
If only you had a clip of Are You Jimmy Ray?
Uncle Jimmy wants to know, what's it going to take to fix the WWE? How much
time
do you got?
The death of Vince McMahon. The end.
Probably.
The time machine.
Yeah, time machine.
I did crack a joke, though, when Canadian Shane said he would kill Vince McMahon if Husky Harris gets brought back by John Cena. I was like, yeah, but, like, if we lose Vince, there's very little stopping Trump from going after the WWE. And he was like, I don't think you can buy it. And I was like, I didn't say anything about buying it. He could
Trump's
just turn,
kill him.
You could turn the government against the WWE so easily if you felt like it, because so much shit they're doing is illegal. But, like, not quite, because Vince said it's sports entertainment.
Not illegal enough for them to actually care about doing
and
anything.
And they're contract workers, so, like, there's a possibility that if Vince died during Trump's time, Trump would just be like, I think wrestling is awful. And I'd be like, oh, fuck. He really does want to be Vince McMahon.
Wrestling's awful.
Sorry, I'm not even going to try to...
I've got the best wrestlers. With the best promotion. Well, Uncle Jim says it's a got mess?
Hot mess.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I saw it earlier.
Hotcha. I hotcha. Every time they do a show in Saudi Arabia, they bow down to the dollar bill, y'all.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all that is. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, like, it's just blood money, show, number, whatever.
Plus, nobody there knows how to use the new talent property. Properly. Jesus, man. Wow, man,
you're just having time.
God, I think I might be dying actively.
I'll have another.
Yeah, Jesus. Well, I've gotten better, in my defense. Up until that moment, I was doing pretty good.
So now you're...
Now I'm fucking
up. The bar needs to be refilled.
Yeah, now I'm fucking up. Did you get anything from Twitter for this week, my dear?
No, not really. Sorry.
Not really?
Not really.
You didn't get nothing?
No, I didn't bring nothing? I did not. I'm sorry.
Okay. I apologize. Well, fine, then. I was trying to steer away from this, but I guess I'll bring it up. So there was another shooting in Milwaukee.
I don't want to do this.
We're doing it. See, this is what happens when you don't do your homework.
Fine, can I do it in fast mode?
Depends.
Ah, next.
Depends on...
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Plead your case.
Plead my case. It would take longer than doing this in fast mode.
Go.
Yes. All
right. Five people died. We thought it was seven at first, and then everybody wondered what was going on. And then apparently the shooter had been fired earlier, and then it sat for a while, and everybody made up rumors and whatnot. And then it turned out only five people died, including the shooter. And then, ooh, that was a noise. And then it also turned out that, hey, he was fired because he kept making complaints about racial discrimination in the company. Turns out, as I predicted, because it's like five dudes in a building that big is a personal grudge. That's not a mass shooting. That's a fuck you. And I imagine the man walking the halls going, you good, you good, you good, you're lucky. Going straight for the five that matter. And like,
you know what? Any other day, Jerry, I would pop your ass. But you had that joke this morning, and that was really fucking good. I needed that.
You got me that Snickers. We good.
You got me that Snickers yesterday. We're good, dude.
Yeah, and, like, obviously I feel bad for five dudes dying, but at some point in my life I was like, I don't know, it's five racist white dudes. Fuck it. We can lose five of them.
I mean,
and, like, sorry, I'm a dickbag. Fine.
But, I mean, I would say five people in general.
Yeah, like, enough. And if that's really the case, is, like, his breaking point was being fired after being begged to be recognized for the fact that he was getting massive discrimination and bullying in the company... Shit gotta happen sometimes.
Yeah, unfortunately. That's
people
just
don't think it be like it is.
But it do.
But it do. Can we put that on a shirt? Just but it do?
Yeah, sure. Maybe. Why not?
Hell yeah.
But it do, DP.
What if I do like a one of those, you know, they do the logos where it's like two things in one. So if I say what it do, but just make like a little thing that kind of is connected to the underside of the O to make the P.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
You get what I'm saying? I'm saying, man, you're trying to hide an image within an image. You know those?
I'm not into the idea, but you could do that.
You like those things where you look at the image and you see a different one?
You mean like Kevin Owens' tattoo that says live and evil somehow at the same time, but it doesn't? Sorry, that's always bothered me.
Oh, I was just on a tangent about the magic eye books. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. There's a word for that illusion. I just can't think of it.
I know,
right
but
now.
His is not. It's, the font just doesn't fucking work the it way doesn't. He wants it to.
Yeah, those but that's wrestling fucking, and no one cares.
Yeah. A lot of wrestlers got a lot of really shitty tattoos. Might I point at Batista's stomach?
Can I point at the tiger on Big Show?
Oh, man.
Whee!
Thank you, Carpen.
It's a mistake.
What else happened? Oh, yeah, we're all gonna die. So there's 100% that.
Yeah, shit's going on with the corona.
I'm so beyond caring.
It's not that it's really going on. It's like... I'm just sick of people coming to work and asking if we have any fucking masks. I'm gonna be honest.
More people have probably died from the flu since that became a worldwide thing.
But
and no one fucking cares.
I will also make a solid point that the flu comes around every fucking year, and like that's a dumb point to make because the flu kills elderly and babies, which are immunocompromised and don't get an immunization. Mm-hmm. So, like, that statistic versus a new pandemic-level virus is always going to be iffy. I'm not saying the coronavirus is actually going to kill us all. It's a fun joke. But, like...
Not really that fun. I'm not going to be real.
We did get our first death in America from it, which, like...
Hooray!
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Do it.
We'll see how C2E2 goes. Shane, good luck.
There it is.
My finger slipped. That's for the first death. That's for you, dude. Yeah. Your life, your legacy has come down to this. You've been resorted to.
I almost forgot my moment of silence.
Oh, yeah. We got to give a... What are we doing and why are we doing it?
It's not important.
Why are we doing it? You got to tell everybody why we're doing it.
I don't have to.
I mean...
It's because he's a little shit and he can't be anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha. But, alright. Well, okay. Nobody gets to know the joke then. It's there. The clues are on the... It's just... You'll never get to know.
Apparently.
Tell you what, if you go over to patreon.com/discountpodcast...
If you subscribe for $500... No,
for $4.99 a month, Mike will tell you personally what it is.
In person.
He'll do it either like directly in front of you physically or like Skype or something. Like he'll call you personally.
And let you know why he had a moment of silence that we still haven't had. So everybody shut the fuck up. All
right. Okay. I was really hoping that was going to happen.
Good. I'm glad I could live up to all your expectations, Dad. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, all of those expectations.
All the expectations.
Sweet.
Okay. That's it. I think, is that it? Do we have anything else? It's a little early to be cutting it. I feel kind of shitty about that. But
We
came ill-prepared. I'm going to be honest with you. We came ill-prepared this week.
Yeah, we were not prepared this week. I'm also going to be honest. I was fucking sick all week.
Yeah,
so like, this is
also true.
Yeah, I was not only sick, but dealing with my body not liking antibiotics, and also just apparently, I don't know if it was the antibiotic or what, but I was getting like 3 hours of sleep a night. I would just like not be able to fall asleep, and then suddenly wake up and be like, can we not? The fuck is this? It's been like 3 hours. No. And then I'd like get really fucking tired and okay to sleep like as soon as my alarm's about to go off. So there's no fucking point in trying to sleep the 10-minute snooze. So I just get up and be like, well, now I'm just tired and fucking cranky and I'm trying not to drink Monster anymore. So like, not going to go buy one, but also 3 hours is not enough fucking sleep.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Well, at least at work.
Okay. I was about to be like, oh, are you?
Yeah, I had one yesterday. I was like, fuck it. That was because it was go to bed or get a Monster.
Peculiar.
After work.
This is odd.
You seem to be drinking that thing you said you were not trying to drink.
It's not a Monster.
Mm. You almost went Flula?
That thing you're not trying to drink. The drinks all the times. The Monsters.
No,
put it in a can, bottle it, give it yes. Are you having a little trouble getting into the Bleacher Report there?
Well, no, he had to change his fucking login.
God damn it, who got it? What motherfucker got it?
No, I'm sure he just forgot what it was. That's what I keep doing with my shared accounts, and then I have to message people, like, every few months and be like, I forgot what I changed it to for all of us, because it's not one that I normally use, because I'm not giving all of you that.
Oops. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess that's it, then. Sorry, guys. I guess it's just a bit of a short show. I think it's like 10 minutes, give or take. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, we've gone over a bunch, too, so it's not like...
I'll put in a bunch of ads, so it makes up the time. Just 10 minutes worth of fucking ads.
Just 10 minutes of silence for me.
Straight fucking water.
Straight fucking water. It'd be even better if I did it, like, so I do the sound like we're going to do the promos and the ads. And then I do it, and then I do the sound that says we're leaving, but we don't leave. You know, like a liar, I just tell everybody we're leaving.
Oh, like a hidden track in CDs? When you think the CD's kind of over, and you're going to hear track one all over again if you have it on repeat, and then it's just silent, going, and you sit there like...
Kind of.
And then 30 seconds into it, you're like, wait, Wait, is there a secret here?
Or like would
I shall movies? Sit in silence until I know.
Is for either in the middle of or at the end of the episode after the song and the Patreon thank you. And like literally right at the end of the song, I can put a 10-minute loop of the Grumps. Just over
it just gets louder and louder.
Slightly. Or like nugget biscuit.
Both of those overlapped.
Oh god.
Over
somebody would definitely stop listening.
Also, you gotta throw in Enter Sandman. Looking to Enter Sandman, eh? Sorry.
Sure, bud.
That's it. So we will see you next week with a better show. I can promise you that. It'll be a better time. And then enjoy your week. In the meantime, we're going to go watch Revolution.
The Dazzles.
Thing that we should be at, but we're not at. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be a little butthurt bitch the rest of the night. So let's get that shit started.
Woo! Just sitting there just watching the show. It's a great match. You're just
fucking bullshit. I should be sitting there watching that.
Some jackass holds up a sign. Yeah, that's right. Where I should fucking be.
I could. It does piss me off to know that like I could be there watching this right now. And then after the show, I leave. I go back to my hotel. More than likely,
the same hotel that
couple of these guys got to be staying at tonight.
Well, I'm sure.
And fucking go to the bar, have a drink. Have a drink with Darby Allin, you know?
Nice. Darby doesn't drink, so like that's why I said he'd be skating around outside.
Fine, yeah, he could have a hard water.
He'd probably just like somehow be the only one to hurt himself.
Yeah.
It's like he skates over something wrong, goes flying, and we're all like, bro, aren't you in enough pain?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. Of course it is. Anyway.
Okay. Let's get on out of here. We will see you guys next week. Heed the enroll and all that shit. Thanks for listening.
Hasta.
Bye.
Click.
Click. Hey everybody, thank you for listening to the Discount Podcast. If you like what you heard, you can head over to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just as low as a dollar, you can get sweet, sweet bonuses, such as ad-free versions of all the shows, movie commentaries, bonus content, gaming videos, and so, so much more. Also, if you want to join the discussion and the community, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast, or you can follow us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. See you guys there. We'll be right back. All right, it's that time of the show. We're going to throw out some thank yous to our Patreons that back us at our bonus nachos level. That's Mr. Shane, Mr. Travis, and Mr. Charlie. Thanks for your patronage, guys.
Ta-da! Next time on Game Grumps.